given an even greater impact to the upcoming visit to the United States of Japanese Premier Nobusuke Kishi. Kishi comes to Washington in June for meetings with the President and with the Secretary of State. There are many items on the agenda. A revision of the security treaty between Washington and Tokyo is to be discussed. If Japanese hopes are to be fulfilled, Premier Kishi will seek from the United States the right to participate in the administration of the island of Okinawa. Okinawa is completely under American control, but the United States has recognized what is known as the residual sovereignty in the Ryukyu Islands, of which the great American military base is one. The United States is going to have to meet the problem of Okinawa sooner or later. The Japanese cry, which is the equivalent of Italia Irredenta, is being sounded throughout the home islands of Japan. It is supported by politicians and by communists and by true Japanese. Premier Kishi has received a great deal of gratuitous advice on the question of Okinawa. He has told his people that he will talk to the president about it in Washington, but he doesn't want to be too hasty nor too exacting in his demands. Kishi apparently would be satisfied if agreement were to be reached, which would give Japan partial control domestically, such as in the field of education. One of the most difficult problems confronting the State Department today is the question of easing trade barriers with the Red Chinese. Washington cannot dictate Japan's policy on this question, and there is a growing demand in Japan that the government increase its trade with the nation across the Yellow Sea. The realities of the economic situation in Japan deal a crushing blow to theorists who stand on ideological grounds. Kishi said recently there is the question of adjustment and furtherance of relations with our Asiatic neighbors, and we consider it a task of great urgency to strengthen these with countries in Asia by solving all pending issues. Between Japan and the continent of China, there have existed close ties from ancient times. As for matters outside trade, a study will be continued. They involve complicated problems of international politics. Japan is not of a closed mind, but she definitely has strong views. Premier Kishi seeks a revision of existing treaties with Washington, so the relationship between the two countries, as he said, will become more rational. The State Department evidently has its work cut out for it. This is Cedric Foster in Washington.